The Gemara Megillah and the different Pischa Lahai Pashas, the Gemara has different inyanim where different Tanoim darshaned certain Pesachs for the inyan of Megillah. So Rav Masna says that Rav Masna mehocha kimi goy godla shalei lekim kreivim elav. Migoy Godla Asholokim Kremelov was the Pesach for the parasha of Megillah. So the Mashal says that the Pshat is, since there's a Havamina, Haman Tainid that a Kodesh Baruch Hu was Deicha Klai Yisrael, that it says, there's a Yeshna Amechod that Yishenim in a Mitzvah, and Klai Yisrael lost their Shachs to Kodesh Baruch Hu. So a Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Kimizeh, that not, that he didn't lose any Shachs. And on that you have the pasuk of Migoy Godel, but the sefer the pasuk is Bechol Kareinu Elo, that whenever we mispal to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, that's when Hakadosh Baruch Hu answers. So there is a richuk. Now it's until now Hakadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael was Dama Nifcher, Hakadosh Baruch Hu was Hoylech Lifneim, and here it doesn't say that the pasuk is not that Hakadosh Baruch Hu is Korev Elein. It says Bechol Kareinu Elo. So on the one hand, there is some nituk, it's something that it's not, if the tain of Haman is right, and mitzad sheni, the b'chol kareinu elav is a tshuva to that, and even though there's some nituk, it's going back to the matzah that was. In the pasuk by Amalek, it says, v'yizanet b'chol kol ha-nechsholom ha-chrecha, so Rashi says, who are the nechsholom ha-chrecha? So Rashi says, these were the people that the onan were poilet because of the chait. So there were people that were niflot from the Onan, and they were on the Seif. Targum Yonasan says that this was Shevet Don, and the reason why Shevet Don is called Nechsholim is because Pesel Micha. They kept Pesel Micha with them, and Bemela they called Choytim as a cloud. Demis is mitzad the Seder HaNasos. It's most matim that it say that it's done. Don was the one that went last, either mamish, or it says depending on if they went kifiseda masos or they went kifiseda of the chanoyas. But Shevet Don says was the one that went last. So when it says nechsholom achrecha, so Don would be the one that was last. And the Yonas Mazil says they were chaitim, especially since they Pesul Micha was belonged to Shevet Don. But the problem is, it says Don was the ma'aseh b'chol ha-machnis. It says that if somebody lost something, Shevet Don would travel in the back and pick it up. So ki'ilu Shevet Don was the one that was a better part of Klai Yisrael. But if somebody lost something, and I'm sure it means more than just mitzad, the gufa d'var mitzad gashmis, but a person lost something, they were the ones that brought back to him. So nechsholom achrecha, the one that was last, should have been on a higher madrega to some degree. So how is it that on the one hand Don is called Nechsholom Achrecha? Forget even about the Pesel Micha, but the Etzem Metzias is that they were the last ones out, so they be the ones that are Nechsholom Achrecha. And Mitzad Sheni, the one who straggles behind, is called Don, and he's the Maaseh B'chol HaMachnis. Chazal Darshin that, let's go, the Rambam brings Yishalmi that afilu kolam adam betalim, that the kolam adam are seedly bottle and kolas forms are seedly bottle except for Purim. So the Ravid is, so in the Rambam itself the pshat is that the tzaras will be nishkochis and b'meila will only have Purim left over, but the Ravid says it can't be, that there's nothing that would become this bottle chasu sholmani chel katoris become bottle. And the Ravid says, Pshat is afilu, even if it was shayach, that the rest of the ma'adim, and this would become bottle, this couldn't become bottle. The Ravid's Pshat is, in mitzat Pshat is much harder to understand than the Rambam. The Rambam is saying, a metzias, tokama metzias, when things will become bottle. We'll forget the Tzaras HaRishonis. The other Sforim won't become Choshev, and b'meila we'll be left with this. So it's clear from that Chazal that this is more Choshev. But what kind of pshat in Chazal is it? Even if everything could become bottle, this wouldn't become bottle. It's a very hard. If it's a metzias, it's a metzias. But as hypothesis to say that lu yitzur, everything would become bottle, this wouldn't become bottle. It's mechateisa. I mean, Chazal are giving ashor on something which is be'etzim rochik from the possibility. No chelak atar becomes bottle, and to say lu yitzur become bottle. And it's also is the pshat that it's more choshev? Is the pshat that Miguel says is more choshev? L'chur the pshat is it's a direct din in not being coming bottle. It's not the pshat. Just like let's say a person has two suits, and one could be a lot nicer and more expensive, but the other one doesn't soil or doesn't. It has some property that it doesn't become destroyed. There's something about, it's not the pshat that the chshivas of Megillas Esther is bigger than the Nevi'im. I mean, l'chur l'fiseda, there is not like that, l'fiseda k'dusha, it's not like that, and it's a din of k'dusha, this has a din of kisra kodesh, as a din of Nevi'im. But specifically for not becoming bottle, there's a yichud to Megillas Esther and to Purim over the other madim. In this inyan alone, in other inyanim, certainly k'dushas and madim are bigger than Purim, Purim is rabbanan, and other madim are more chashuv, other sfarim are neviim, but mitzad the zichram le yosef that they won't become bottle, for that specifically there's a maila, and I like to try to understand that maila. It says lam leitzeach al yolos hashacha. It's the mizma that the Goyen says is the mizma for Purim, and it's built on the Gemara. The Gemara says that Ayolos HaShach is going on, it's going on Purim, that just like the Shachar is the Seif of the Laila, so too the Purim is Seif Kol HaNisim. So the Gemara is, it's not Seif Kol HaNisim, but it's Eke Chanukah. So the Gemara says Seif Kol HaNisim, that's Nitin Lihikosei. So first of all, the mashmos of the Chazal is, mashmos of the Gemara is, it's a maila. Ki'ilu, it's a yelos, a shacha, there's some sort of maila in it that it's a soif kolanisim. If anything, the soif kolanisim and the soif of things that they call soif, it's a chisaron. Ki'ilu, that was the very last nace we could write down. It was the very last time a nace could be written up and have a din of kisra kodesh. And the maila, with that it finishes. It's a mile in the sense that anything comes later has a lower darga. But the mashmos of the mizma is kilu. This is the mile of Purim of what was there before. It's the lamatzeach that we say on Purim, and it's the yichud of Purim that is the seif kol anisim shidni kosei. In a sense, learning it the way straightforward, it's mashma that the seif kol anisim is a mile over what was there previously. Even in the nimshol of Ayelos HaShachar, it says that it's like Karnayim. It says that the Shachar is the seif of the Laila. There's a mashmos here that it's ki'ilu, there's some maila in that nekuda over was there before. And I'd like to understand where is that maila in the seif kol anisim shenitli kosim. There's an inyan of, in the inyanim of kilkulim, there are two inyanim of kilkulim in Dvarim Tovim. There's one inyan of kilkul of chet, which we used to. In other words, somebody is in the middle of doing something, it does something wrong, doesn't do something, does something, it's oivan aloysa say, does an essay. That is an inyan of chet, like a break in something. Somebody has a cord, and he cuts it gets cut somewhere in the middle. That is the kilkul of chait, and that is an understandable kilkul in every davar tov. That's the mahalach of a kilkul. He was in the middle of doing good, and he cut the cord in the middle. There's another inyan of kilkul that's a lot more subtle, and a remez for it, or at least a dugma for it in the pasuk. It says l'moshel by the me'il. On the me'il of the kohen gadol, there was an issur of tearing it, the lo yikareya. You're not allowed to tear it. It says that the pi roishay, the seam, the end of it, was woven back again into the beged. And the reason was because everything becomes unraveled at the end, at the seam, or at the lack of a seam, at wherever you finish. When somebody weaves something, the cloth always starts unraveling at the end, at the fringes, at the end. And there's really no way to stop it. No matter how long the beged will be, if there's an end to it, and there has to be an end to it, it unravels at the end. And b'meila, you are going to start losing the beged. The only eitzah is when you weave the beged back again into the beged itself, then it becomes seamless. It feeds back again into where it starts from, and b'meila you don't, the etzim get an end. The Maral always says that all ktsavis is where Rash Shailik. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ein Seif. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no end, and b'meila there's no Tchila, there's no Seif, there's no Emtzah, it's all one, and b'meila it's not Nishlat, not Beizman, not for anything. Anything within the framework of the world, anything within our Metzias has a Seif. And the Seif itself is where the Churban sets in, going backwards. Wherever something ends, that's where the thing starts becoming unraveled, and the Melech Mispasha to the beginning again. So the Seif of a Beged is a Mokoy Machiza of Ra Be'etzim, and it's a Kilkel Be'etzim, let's call it. I don't know if Achiza of Ra, but it's a Kilkel. And the Mela, it starts unraveling the rest of Beged as well. Nimtzino made him that there's a kilkel of chait in the middle where chait cuts something. Chet's a hole in a Beged, cuts a Beged, like the chet lemoshel of the kilkel of Adam Rishon. There's another chait that the pasuk calls v'noishantem. When you become old, when something reaches its end, when something gets to its end, it unravels at its end. And b'meila keeps, and if the end unravels, the piece before, until basically everything else becomes unraveled. Because there's no mokrim, there's a gemar, and in the mokrim, a gemar, it's be'etzim, mekulkul, and the kulkul spreads back to where it goes again. So in the kilkel of chet, it's shayach that the people should avoid. The person doesn't do chet, then there's no kilkel. The kilkel of an eishantem is a kilkel of be'etzim in the metzias. Everything that has a gvul, everything has a seif, and in the seif and in the gvul, at its mokum gvul is where its mokum kilkel lies. The Purim is the Mokrim Seif. Adar is the Sefer Chadashim. That is where it's the end of in Chodesh Hashanah, the Kaisel is minor to Adar, finishes it. Purim is the Sefer Me'adim. Esther is the Seif of Tanakh, of Kisra Kodesh, all the Seif of Bayis Rishon, the tail end of the Bayis Rishon is the Tkufa right after Bayis Rishon is where Purim was. Purim is Shayach to the Seif of Klal Yisrael. And b'meila, it's a Zman that the Etzim is Shayach to Kilkul. Vayizane b'chokol nechshol nechokom means no matter how long the line is, there's always the one at the end is the weakest link. It's the weakest link because he's not holding on to anything. Everything in the middle, we saw the moral a few weeks ago, that everything that's supported by two points, if one of them is missing, then it's be'etzim weak. Everything every link in everything that's woven is tied in at two sides, and that's why it stands firm. The last one has an open end, and that's and the mail it's not tied in. So the nechshalam achrecha is always a mitzvah. Whoever's last in line has one side attached to Klal Yisrael and one side is open to the outside. That is the mokrim kilkul be'etzim, and it's chal in every single aspect. It's chal in zman, it's chal in mokrim, and so on. There's a ktzei ha'aretz. Every piece has something that's holding it from two sides. There's a ktzei ha'aretz, and in the furthest place to go is ktzei ha'aretz, where there's nothing afterwards. The tikkun for that is called, just like we said in the Pia Sachra, that you weave it back again into the beged. When it goes back again into the previous metzias, that's when it stops being an end, and the end is the same beginning. There's a mahalach and a hagav of Kadosh Baruch Hu, deep another called not sefer b'tchilasei. That the end of every mahalach goes back again to the beginning. It's in two different ways. There's something called not tchila b'sefer. L'moshol seif ma'aseh b'machshav b'tchila. On Shabbos, what Kadosh Baruch Hu had in mind when he started the world came to realization at the end. Which means that the tchila is only realized in the seif. And the havana that we mentioned a few times is because every step in the middle is just a chetimtza, and the seif is the final. What the person meant when he started with was the very end of it. That's a pchina of noetz tchila b'seifrei, that the tchila is links directly to the seif, in a certain sense, skipping over all the intermediate steps. But there's a second anhaga, very different than that anhaga. It's called not sefer b'tchilosei, that the seif comes back to the beginning again, and b'meila it weaves back to the beginning again. That anhaga of not sefer b'tchilosei is the anhaga of the inyanim of the tikkun of Purim. The Purim was the time when those in Yonim that were niflat, l'mashal, don, we said, was a nechshalim. In other words, don be'etzim, since he was the seif of the masos, and anything that's the seif is lacking some, if be'etzim is easiest open for being attacked, it became the ma'asid l'kol ha'machnes. It fed back again into the machnes. It didn't stay at the end. It took the end and anything that was left at the end and brought it, fed it back again into the machnes. So Shevetan is both. Shevetan is taking the nechsholim achrecha, vayizanev b'cho, kasher achrecha, it's the tail end of it. And the tail end of it feeds back again into the tefillah. That is the mitzvah of Don. Megillas Esther was written. It was the nechsholam achrecha kaviyochol of Kisvei HaKodesh. It Rashi says the onan was piloted. Megillas Esther was nifla from Kisvei HaKodesh. Chachamim, she came. Esther came to Chachamim and she said Kisvuni l'dayris, and Chachamim said. So Chachamim threw it out of Kisvei HaKodesh. They took it was written, and it was Nechshal Achrecha. It didn't make it into Kisvei HaKodesh. And then when they found the pasuk and they darshan that there'd be another time Amakir Samolei, it came back again into Kisvei HaKodesh. In other words, its mehalach was the mehalach of Soif that fed back again into Tchila. The whole metzias of When it says Hada Kiblua, means that we said the word Hadar means to come back again. It means that the thing itself it returns to its point of where it was. The Kabbalah's Torah had in itself a certain koyach that lasted up through Bayis Rishon. That was the amount, that was the energy that was inherent in Kabbalah's Torah in as much as Klai Yisrael's metabolic. It lasted till that time. The Metzius is that it's at that point it, so to speak, ran out of steam. Hada Kiblua means they once again were Mekabli. The Metzius of Noat Seifa Bitchilose means when they came to the Seifa of it, they tucked it back again. They redid a Kabbalah's Har Sinai when it was B'Seifa. So the Seif of Torah in a certain sense was at that time. And Hada Kiblua means they turned it back again into it. Let's go back to the Inyanim we started with. So the it's called Soif Kolanisim Fenitun Likosev, means because it was the end of Nisim. It's the pshat is it's not just the pshat, it happened to be at the tail end. In Nisim itself, it's not the Soif that goes back to Tchila. That's Soif for Hanukkah. But in the din of Kisvei HaKodesh, in the Mahalach of Nisim that are written in Kisvei HaKodesh, it's the Soif Kol HaNisim. And being the Soif Kol HaNisim, it has to feed back again into the Metzius where it came from. It has to feed back again into the original Metzius. So Soif Kol HaNisim is the scene of where Nisim comes back again to the Shelish. That's the mile of it, that's the yichud of it. And that's why it's just like in the Seif Laila, there's a Bekiah of Shachar. Ayelos HaShachar, it's like the Ayelos HaSkarnayim. It's not the pshat that night stops and day starts. There's a weave in between Yom HaLaila. There's Karnayim, the pshat is, it goes back again to day. It's not the pshat that it stops and unravels. The Metzius of Nisim of Megillah meant that it went back again, and it's something that had been out came back again in. The Ve'ezana v'chakol nechsholam achrech, we explained the Shevet Don and the fact that it went back again. In the Metzius of Osidali Bottle, the pshat is afilu kol amaradim could be nisbatel. Lu yitzur ol madu would be nisbatel. It means that Purim specifically is oimed kineged bitul. It means that the afkor of bitul is that the only way you could, everything becomes bottle at some point. We're not talking about things that for some reason they stop keeping. Even though it's one of the pshat and one of the Malchim Rishayim is that Klai Yisrael would be mazniach some and they would be shema, even if they stop keeping other things, they would keep for it. Now, suddenly, bottle means something that runs out its course becomes bottle. In Megillas Esther, its whole mitzias is the hafkor of bittul from Klal Yisrael, that things that Dvarim Shebekdusha don't become bottle. Therefore, it's not that it's more Kaddish than the other Mayadim, but even if Bittul, other Mayadim, it's not Bechreach that there's no Bittul. Mitzad the Metzius of that Yontiv, there's nothing in it against the Kilkul of Bittul. In Purim specifically, since its whole Metzius is Keneged Bittul, its whole Metzius of the Yontiv is the Seif that came back again into Tchil again, therefore, it's not becoming bottle. The Metzius of and same thing with Sefer with Megillas Esther, since it's a Sefer that should have been Bakul, but found its way back again into Kisvei HaKodesh, therefore there's no Shlita of Bikul on it. There's a lot of spoken in Sfarim about Adon Yom Tov being Yisarus of the Leila, this being Yisarus of Lasata, this came from us, this came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not just a mikra. Anything of Ruchnius, all the inyanim of Ruchnius that we yearnik from the Mokr, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megalan, gave us Torah in Sinai. So the whole Dor V'Dor that we have Torah, then we have it Mikoyach that Gilu. And Alel Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Megalatos Gula, Nyani Gula, and Dor L'Dor we have those Nyani Gula coming from there. That is a Hemshech. For every Nekuda, Hemshech works. And it's possible, if a person is Zeich, it could be Kechadoshes B'chol Yoyim, and it should be like that. But if he doesn't want to, there's also V'Targileinu. The person can go on autopilot from what was. Because when somebody gives me something, so I have it, and it's mine for Yerusha. That works for every chelik except for one. The place where that becomes bottle, in other words, at the very seif, there is no hemshach. When a person stands on the kud of seif, the mocker stopped sending out, it stopped being mainik, and now there's no more hamshacha from the mocker. It's not shayach. At this point, you can't be yearning from the mocker. At this point, it has to go back again, and that specifically is Avedas Adam. Without Avedas Adam, there is no going back again. And Bimela, if every piece of the way until this Nekuda, it's shayach to keep going the koyach the rishaynis. At this Nekuda, it's Dafka Avedas Adam, and he has to take it back to the Mokar again. That's the pshat in the Marsha of the whole Kareinu Eilov. It says in the Pasuk, Thomas Taina was Yeshna Mechad at the Yeshenim in HaMitzvahs. The Yeshenim in HaMitzvahs means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Merachkem, they're not Am Hashem. The Ashrus HaShchina and the Dveikus in HaKadosh Baruch Hu came from the Mikdash, and since the Mikdash was Chariv, this was when it was over. This was Meshantem, and it finished. Beis HaMikdash is finished by Kal Yisrael. So Haman's Taina was a right Taina. It was the Taina that it's finished. The Teretz wasn't that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is like it was before. That's not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped. Stop! There's no Mishkan. There's no Mikdash. There's no Ashras Hashchina. The whole Koreinu Eilov means that we can loop it back again into the original. That we can take back the Soif, bring it back again to where it started from, and it becomes and we're back to the original Matzah. So, the Taina of Haman is a Taina. It's not the pshat. The first half of the pasuk doesn't stand by itself. The pasuk lo pischa lahai parsha is that this is the first time that the kirva of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klai Yisrael is totally in the Bechol Kareinu Eilov. That if we take it back, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there. And if we don't take it back, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taken out there. So many in the Yonim are the fact that the reason why the poor was chosen Adar is because that was the time of Tiras Moshe, of Mises Moshe, and he didn't know that it was Noilad. It begs of itself to hear that Haman understood it as being the Seif, and he didn't understand that by Tzadikim the seif is not betchilasam. That the seif of inyanim are always go back to the sherish again. The zohar Hashemesh, the zohar Hashemesh, the zohar Hashemesh, the zohar Hashemesh. That Atzloi Shoka Shimshoi Zocha Shimshoi. By tzaddikim, there is no edge left out. The pshat na Kadosh Baruch Hu's nemalish neisayim shal tzaddikim is tzaddikim don't have a fringe. They don't have an extra fringe sticking out that can unravel the rest. The tmimus and the shleimus of tzaddikim is that the seif goes back into the tchila again, and there's no loops. So b'meila, Haman l'shitase was right, Taka, that it was the end. He didn't know the side of seifah not b'tchilase. And like we've spoken, the difference amolek is reish is going amolek. Achrisa de oivit. In his seif, there's no hemshach to his seif, but because in seifah not b'tchilase is something that shayach dafka to Klal Yisrael. In the hekif of the bria, in the Inyanim of the Bria, there are two Mekairis where you have a Inyan of a Sefer Noz B'Tchilase. One in the Shulchan of Ra, and one in the Shulchan of Toif. It says that by the Rebbe Loza, by the Tana Shel Achnoi, it says that they will makif him with kashas like a Tana Shel Achnoi. Achnoi is a snake, it's a serpent. So the Rav says, the first one say, the mashal of a nochash is, because a nochash is his derech to hold its tail in its mouth. In other words, the Ra is oimid on this inyan, and ki'ilu, it tries to imitate toiv, and it's makif something completely. Lemais, the nochash tries to get Adam. Vata to shifena. Okay, the roish tries to the nochash tries to strike a person in his seif, in his akev. But the nochash himself is a zelu maseh, and a ki'ilu has a tzura of being oiches navi b'fit. The real tzura of a nochash being of something being oiches novi b'fiv, the kedusha, in other words, where it should be, is levyasim. Says the Goyen, says it in the Goyen's Masbet, I guess something sneers, so he speaks about it, that the levyasim is a bria that is oiches novi b'fiv and is marked the entire world. It says Livyosin Zeyat Sarto Lesachikoy. That Livyosin is the Bria of Schoik. The Ozimol is Schoik Pinu, all the Inyanim that are Shayach to Schoik, the Schar of Livyosin Osova is Shayach to this Inyan of Schoik. The difference between Schoik and Avoida is that Avoida finds anything that's work has a certain tachlis, and b'meila you go towards the tachlis, and once you get to the tachlis, it's finished. With the person wants to build a building, he works very hard, he schleps things together, he works, he hammers, he nails, he builds, he paints, it's finished. So anything in the world that fits in the category of avoida or amal has a soif, because that's its metzias. Schoik, because it finds its realization within itself. If I'm doing something because I enjoy it, that's called schoik. B'meila, there's no real end to it, because I have no matara, and the thing itself keeps reinforcing itself. A person who enjoys something that he's doing, the Rabbi Natam says in Sefer Yashar, he speaks about me'avi, me'asina, he says that the Hatzlocha brings about Ava, and the more Hatzlocha the person has, the more Ava he has, the more Ava he has, the more he puts into it, the more he puts into it, the more Hatzlocha, and so on. So the Nyonim of Schoik in the Bria is those things that find their Metzias and their Tachos within themselves. In this world, it's also Adam Lamale Schoik Piv, Piv Schoik, because this is a world of ayei maseisel machon kabos char. There's no tachlis. The world is only a place to do something for something. And b'meila schoik has no makom in this world. Lasid lavay, where it's a metzias for the sake of a metzias, that's where makom schoik is. Livyosin, zei yatzarta l'sachik boy. Livyosin is a bria that's the schoik in the world. B'meila, it keeps its zonav in its pair, because that's its metzias. When something feeds into itself, then it's kulei bria of schoik, and it's shayach to the olamos, it's shayach to the metzias of Asur Lavay. When we speak about chet, so there's always an tshuva from chatoyim. Then always there's a havmin in a person. Maybe I won't do a chet. Chet seems to be something that's outside the norm. A person shouldn't have been doing a chet. If a person does a chet, then fine. There's an extraordinary mahalach of tshuva, rashani and kippah and so on. And a person looks at it that it shouldn't be a normal part of the avodah. The kilkul of a neishantem is a kilkul be'etzem of the bria. No matter what a person does, it runs out of steam. A person goes to a long zman and learns well, but the teva hadvarim is, it's not only the teva hadvarim, that is teva, that everything has an end to it, everything has a sight. There is no chazal, there is no end, there is nothing in the world that can stay forever the way it is, inside itself, because that's half of the mitzvahs of the world. This is the world of Yom HaSoison, everything goes to the tachlis, and the Mela, everything starts with energy from the Mokker, and then it goes with a Vneishantem until it peters out. So petering out is part of the mitzvahs of everything. The problem is, not only is the kilkul in the soif, but the kilkul goes back to before also. So if the last day of Zman is weak, then the day before is weak. And if the day before is weak, the day before is weak. That's the metzias. As a person becomes more and more, a person goes through one Yom Kippur and it's not who knows what. So the second Yom Kippur is not who knows what. Everything that becomes dull and dries up and gets out of steam, it runs out of steam, becomes a kill called mitzad atzma, it becomes a soif, and it b'meila keeps unraveling backwards. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a mahalach of avodah for this kill as well, and it's called not soif of the kolosim, that at a point when a person is running out of steam, a person can go back again. We think of ourselves that a chizuk that we do is just a patchwork, that something this, so we'll mechazik a little bit. Adirabra, it's a mahalach of going back again that's deeper, in a sense, than tshuva. Tshuva itself, the kilkul was hefach hatefa. There shouldn't be a hole in the middle of the garment. So there's a mahalach for tikkun. The end of everything is supposed to be. A person has an end, seif kola adam, seif adam lemisa, bin afat of afatash. A person, there is. The seif, everything has a seif built into it. Because that's the mitzias of the bria, that since it is beseif, it has a seif, it finishes someplace. So whatever a person does, nobody's davening is as good the next time as was the first time. Nobody, chesed and so on. The fact that we have the ability to take it back again to where it was, it's not the pshat, it's a patchwork. It's the shmir on it. It's the titakha, it's the seam that a person can take things where they're unraveled and take it back again to the original matzah. The koyach of his chachos of taking things back to where they was before is where the avodah of a person's seif becomes linked to ein seif. It's the pshat where HaKadosh Baruch Hu allowed a person to be toyim of that seif, that the etzem is shayach to lasiv lovay, any things that were niflot from the Onan, people that were thrown out, inyonim that were gotten rid of, kisvei HaKodesh have never made it into, that were thrown out of kisvei HaKodesh, all of those inyonim came back again. The extraordinary skula, and in a certain sense, it is an extraordinary skula, and what a person, the angle of that a person can have in Purim, the angle of Hoda Kibluah is that the person realizes that no matter what he does, no matter what good he goes, whatever good he undertakes, it'll always peter out. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu locked in a koyach in the Bria that at the tail end of it, at the seif of the Chadoshim, at the seif of the Kisra HaKadosh, at the seif of Bayis Rishon, at all seifs, a person can take the seif and feed it back to the Aschol again. In the Nod Seifer B'Tchilosei, a person's Avodah, which should be Baal Gvul, becomes Ein Seif in a certain sense. And yes, it has ups and downs, but it never finishes. It doesn't ever fizzle out, because when it starts going down, it kicks in again, the going back again. So in the school of Yemei HaPurim, there's a school to bring things back. Things that was Chalna V'Neshantem is not Seve B'Tchilosei. And the dimension of Tzchoik in the day, it's Faker, a person who drinks wine is Mufka from Gvulis. Tzchoik and Yayin come together in Yonim of Ra most of the time. But in Yonim of Tov also, a person understands that when he starts the herring ruchnius as ruchnius, when a person begins to understand that just being in a mitzvah of ruchnius, just learning, just doing avodah, that itself, that feeds itself. A person's normal avodah is with setting goals, and that has to be that way. A person's striving, is going someplace. But that type of avodah has the downside of having a seif. When a person is able to be tame in the seif in avodah, he's been able to take the Ozim Alei Tzchoik Pinu, a person has a Tz'im of that Tzchoik. The G'doylei Oilena, Tali Amsterdam, they used to be extraordinarily serious people all year. And Purim, there was a Tzchoik. On their Tzura, there was a Tzchoik, a lightness, because there's a mockery for Tz'im of Tzchoik in this world, when the Tzchoik is the Tzchoik of Rubyasim. A person can, two things. A person can learn to understand that for every fizzling out, for every Yerida, there's a way to bring it back to the Sheirish. And that, and Ashreinu, that a person has, that we have the ability to be Noitzev and Tchilosa and always go back to the Sheirish again, from a Mokum that naturally should finish off to go back. And a person can, when a person is Toyim Atama the Schoik, when a person is Toyim learning for learning's sake. When a person's Tayyim Avoida, a person davens not so that he should be answered, but he davens because he wants to daven, because davening becomes, has a tam of its own. A person is mischassid not because it's better for everybody, but because chesed itself becomes a goal in itself. That's where the person is Tayyim, and that's Schoik of Lassid Lavay, in the Schoik of Yosan, and that's where the person's mafkia, that's where the person's mekasha, the zonah to the pair, his noyetz the same with the philosophy, and his avodah becomes believable.